Dictation for Peter Lindsay, Lindsay. May 23, 1958, addresses a letter to Kaelin, Katelyn, Guidman, GEIT as in today, MANTAC, 7751640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mr. Lindsay, who has chronic kidney disease, myeloproliferative disorder, hypertension, last visit in August. He follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-Y, recently dose of hydroxyurea increase 5 days a week, 1,000, the other two, 1,500. Persistently high white blood cell count, although hemoglobin and platelets appears stable. Denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies skin rash, bleeding nose or gums. Urine good flow amount without a cloudiness infection. Stable dyspnea on activity, not at rest. No oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no cough, sputum production, hemoptysis. No foot ulcers, claudication symptoms. Stable edema. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc bisoprolol. Next paragraph, blood pressure 110/75, alert to the 93, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, January, normal hemoglobin, platelets, elevated neutrophils, MCB 113, probably from the hydroxyurea, creatinine at 1.5, baseline is 1.3, 1.4, so there is some progression. Present GFR 47 stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, albumin, liver testing normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, CKD stage 3, question progression. Blood test needs to be repeated. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number, edema, likely representing Norvasc. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, update PTH. Next number, myeloproliferative disorder, Dr. Sahai following, medications adjusted, persistent elevated white blood cell count with presently normal hemoglobin platelets. Next number, macrocytosis, likely from hydroxyurea. Next number, history of high-grade stenosis, right vertebral artery, but clinically not symptomatic. Prior stress testing negative and normal echo 2020. Next paragraph, comments. Concerned about true progression, we'll see what the new chemistry shows. We need to see if there is activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Myeloproliferative disorder, sometimes associated to glomerular disease. Of course, always the potential damage from production of free light change. I'm going to update immunofixation and light change levels. He understands about question progression. We will monitor closely. All questions answered, end of dictation.